As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, September the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that this morning. Hard facts, certainly those as well. And from time to time, we even bust into the big bag of solutions. But we'll see where we go today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access from the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the little town Mo here, southwest Missouri, kind of out there by the fence corners. Yes, we got a few fence corners around here. Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Crisscrossing the United States with our AM and FM affiliate broadcasters. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, and all of our archived broadcasts, you can find them right at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Precious metals this morning, gains continue. Talk about that briefly. Stock markets rise on bad news. Go figure that one. Eco-war is warming up. Gaia martyr, green terror. Yeah, we'll go into all of that as well. Legal research, where to start, how to stop. Paralegals writing for the law court. Yeah, we'll go there as well. Convention on the law of the sea. We'll visit with that issue one more time, too. Let's go into that market report hour for this morning, Thursday, September the 2nd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago, found gold trading up $3 at $1,247.40 an ounce. And just before airtime, gold topped $1,250 at $1,250.40 an ounce, up $6. Silver this morning up strong as well, 14 cents like that. Now on the happy side of $19, $19.49 a troy ounce for silver. You got to love it. Platinum up $22 this morning. All of you out there that are holding platinum, happy about that, no doubt. Up $22 at $1,551 an ounce. And palladium up $2, now well above the $500 mark at $519 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,244.50 for a low, $1,251.60 for a high. But at $1,247.40, your gold was up year to year, $290.40 for a 30.34% return on your investment in that noble metal. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 2nd, 2010, 2-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report and close it out for today for the benefit of all those of you that are away at your top of the hour news and weather breaks on our AM and FM affiliates. The gold market this morning, Thursday, September the 2nd, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $3 at $1,247.40, and it's still climbing. Just a few moments ago, it was at $1,250.40, going back towards that all-time record high of $1,260. The silver market this morning doing equally well, up 14 cents, trading at $19.49 so far. Platinum up $22 at $1,551, and palladium up $2 at $519. Everything looking good in the metals. The SPDR gold shares overnight picked up another 1.52 metric tons in their treasure chest, ostensibly. Some say they have it, some say they don't. But they're holding 1,304.03 metric tons of gold at $52.24 billion valued on the street. At these spot prices, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, for no apparent reason, closed up yesterday 255 at 10,269. Isn't that amazing? The Dow Jones goes up while all the market data goes down. Well, I guess if you got billions of dollars worth of digits, you could do that too. The NASDAQ closed up 63 yesterday at 2177, following the same miracle formula, and the S&P 500 up 31 at 1,080. I guess if we had a nuclear bomb, the Dow Jones would just go right off the chart. Anyway, the crude oil this morning up 29 cents, trades at 73.62, and the U.S. dollar index reportedly on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc. was unchanged at 82.45. In the Forex, the foreign exchange rates this morning finds the Canadian loonie trading off 13 basis points at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso exchanges against the dollar at 8 cents apiece. The euro up 18 basis points at $1.28 U.S. The British pound this morning, Captain, your British pound's lost 59 basis points, yet still trade at $1.54. The Swiss franc this morning, again, nearing parity with the U.S. dollar, continuing its upward climb, up 33 basis points, now trading fully at 99 cents U.S. The two-year bond this morning, the yield on the two-year bond at 0.50, creeping up just a little bit. The 10-year at 2.61 and the 30 at 3.69 still tells and spells trouble in the bond market. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.04% a month ago to 3.85 this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.56 to 4.33, and that prime rate stands at 3.25%. Lots of news on the economic calendar. We're going to go to that in a moment. Before we do that, I have to tip my hat on this story to Alfred Addis. Gave out a little bit of good news last night. I thought I'd share some of the good news. Just when you thought everything was gone to hell in a handbasket in America, just let me tell you that we're still a resourceful people, resilient people, and an inventive people. Yes, this story off the telegraph.co.uk, deep-fried beer has been invented in Texas. That's right. You heard it here. Deep-fried beer invented in Texas. A chef in Texas has created what he claims is the world's first recipe for deep-fried beer. Put that with your okra and your chicken wings. Nick Allen, writing in Los Angeles, publishes this. The beer is placed inside a pocket of salty pretzel-like dough and then dunked in oil at 375 degrees for about 20 seconds, a short enough time for the confection to remain alcoholic. So don't worry, guys. You're not going to lose the buzz. When diners take a bite of the hot beer mix with the dough and what is claimed to be a delicious taste sensation, inventor Mark Zabel said it had taken him 3 years to come up with the cooking method, and a patent for the process is pending. He declined to say whether any special ingredients were involved. His deep-fried beer will be officially unveiled in a fried food competition at the Texas State Fair later this month. Five ravioli-like pieces will sell for $5 or £3, and the Texas Alcoholic Commission has already ruled that it must be to people aged over 21 to buy it. Well, there you go. Mr. Zabel has so far been deep-frying Guinness, but he said he may switch to a pale ale in the future. If that's not good news, folks, there is no good news, and there's certainly no good news in the economy this morning. Lots going down today, as we mentioned yesterday. This is a very big day on the economy, EconoDay website. They have the Monster Employment Index. We'll go there in a moment. Jobless claims, got that up for you as well. Productivity and costs, we'll give you that report. Factory orders will be out in a little bit. Pending home sales will be out a little bit. The natural gas report is coming out today and a whole bunch more. So there's going to be a lot of news today. We'll see where the markets go by the end of the day, but so far things are looking good for gold and bad for the stocks. Highlights off the Monster Employment Index, this off EconoDay. The Monster Employment Index fell 2 points in August to 136. The report said the decline reflects caution among employers, manufacturers, and warehousing, the latter group often focused on as a leading indicator for job demand. Both showed weakness in August. So things are not looking good there. Here's a little bit more on the jobless claims. Initial jobless claims may be edging down. At least they have been the past couple of weeks. Initial claims for the August 28th week came in at 472,000, compared with a revised 478,000 in the prior week. And if you think that's good news, folks, try and visualize yourself as one of the 472,000 Americans standing in an unemployment line, filing your first unemployment claim. Well, not good. The 4-week average fell 2,500 to 485,500, yet is still about 25,000 higher than a month ago, which is not a positive indication for tomorrow's employment report. Continuing here, let's jump to the next one, productivity and costs, okay? It's all going to work together. Due to the slowdown in the output and businesses already having cut their labor costs to the bone, productivity fell notably in the second quarter. Non-farm business productivity declined an annualized 1.8% in the second quarter after a 3.9% advance in the prior quarter. Things not looking good. Of course, the fewer employees you have, the more you're retrenching back in, you can actually have better productivity numbers, and we've covered that before in the past. If you're confused about that, go back and look at the study we did on basic fundamental principles in economy. Pending home sales index this morning, also off the Econoday. The National Association of Realtors developed the pending home sales index as a leading indicator of housing activity. As such, it is a leading indicator of existing home sales, not new home sales. A pending sale is one in which a contract was signed but has not yet closed. All right, so you got the idea. You've taken the ride with the realtor. You've sat down at the kitchen counter. You've signed up a purchase agreement. The sale has been tendered to the sellers. Everything is still in limbo. You haven't got your loan secured yet, and you haven't moved into closing. So those are pending sales. Anyway, not looking too good there either. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Let's take a look at Saab Motors, the United Nations Carbon Agenda, and much, much more.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So having taken a snapshot, let's go into it a little bit deeper here in greater detail. This off of Bloomberg this morning, jobless claims in the U.S. decreased to 472. That's 472,000 last week. Shobhana Chandra writing for Bloomberg New News. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits fell last week to a level that indicates the labor market has not improved this year, even as the economy expanded. Have you seen the economy expanding anywhere near you? I haven't. Beltlines continue to expand, but I haven't seen the economy expanding. The initial jobless claims fell by 6,000 to 472,000 week ending August the 28th, in line with median forecasts of the economists surveyed by Bloomberg News, blah, 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 blah. And then it's funny how you take a little report and you can build it into a whole page article. Anyway, employment is stagnating as businesses' uncertain sales will hold up, delay adding workers, so on and so forth. Federal Reserve policymakers who cut growth forecasts for the second half of 2010, they're revising their numbers downwards, folks, they're cribbing the paper downwards, indicated they were concerned lingering unemployment and elevated claims were limiting consumer spending, the biggest part of the economy. We report this every single morning. People that don't have any money can't spend any money. If they're not spending any money, nobody's earning any money. If nobody's earning any money, we're just going broke slowly. The rate of layoffs is still uncomfortably high, said Chris Lowe, chief economist at the FTN Financial in New York. Quote, this continues to feed the unemployment rolls. We don't see no reason to expect an acceleration in consumer spending. Right? Not a good report. Let's go over here and take a little longer view of this one. Pending sales of U.S. existing homes probably dropped in July. Courtney Schlisherman, September the 1st, writing this for Bloomberg. The number of contracts to buy U.S. previously owned homes. You know, they say that about automobiles these 2 days, too, prior owned homes. Previously owned homes probably fell. Well, if we found out that it did this morning, for a third straight month. In July, signaling housing will be depressed for the rest of the year. All right? Depressed for the rest of the year. We don't need to go any further with that one. I think we just about wrapped it up. Economy avoids recession relapse as data can't get much worse. You see a trend developing here off of Bloomberg. New news. Rich Miller, Simon Kennedy. All right? The U.S. economy is so bad that the chance of avoiding a double dip back into recession may actually be pretty good. The worst news can be good news, obviously. So, the sectors of the economy that traditionally drive it into recession are already so depressed it's difficult to see them getting worse. Somebody please get us a ladder. We need to get out of this hole. Stop digging. It's just getting deeper. The sectors of the economy that traditionally drive it into recession are already so depressed it's difficult to see them getting worse, said Ethan Harris, head of developed markets economist research at Bank of America Merrill Lynch Global Research in New York. Have you closed out your checking account yet, folks? You closed up that bank account yet? You got into the gold and silver markets? You better batten down the hatches. This stuff's not reading well. Inventories are near record lows in proportion to sales. How's your food stuffs? You got plenty of food on hand? How's your water supply? Got plenty of beans and bread and bullets? You got your favorite Bible verses handy and memorized? It doesn't rule out a recession, Harris said. It just makes it a less likely than otherwise. What is that supposed to mean? It just makes it less likely than otherwise. A recession is looming at any moment. Why don't we just admit it? We're deep into a depression. The possibility of the economy lapsing into another contraction during the next year is 25%. They're rolling dice on it. Now they're going to be given odds, you know. I expect the economy to continue to expand in the second half of this year, albeit at a relatively modest pace. Federal Reserve Bank Chairman Benjamin, I love Israel, Shalom Bernanke said in an August 27th speech. I expect the economy to continue to expand in the second half of this year, albeit at a relatively modest pace. Well, Benjamin Bernanke, you're wrong, and you've been wrong, and you will continue to be wrong. And not only are you the wrong man for the job, you're the wrong man for America. Why don't you go visit your family in Israel? Bond yield, well, we don't need to go into it anymore. Let's go over here and visit with Goldman Sachs. Goldman surges in Japan stock sales as firms seek cash abroad. This is the problem. This is the problem. You look at the bond yield this morning. The bond yield on the 2-year, 0.50%. Are you going to invest any money for 2 years in U.S. Treasuries at 0.50% in the face of an 8.5% inflation? If you can believe John Williams, shadowstats.com, I do. The answer to that question, by the way, is no. You'd have to be out of your mind. You're losing 8% per annum to have your money in bonds. Goldman Sachs Group is capturing a record share of Japan's equity underwriting market. As if they didn't do enough for America, now they're in Japan. Capturing equity underwriting markets. Cognovitz, study that up a little bit. Visit with Alfred Addis' blog, addis.wordpress.com. Look up Cognovitz. certainly is a very interesting writer and a great speaker as well. He builds his points adequately. The New York-based firm has an 18.4% share, excluding self-led offerings for fiscal year that started April 1, on April the Fool's Day. Isn't that an interesting April Fool's Day fiscal year beginning? It's best showing since Bloomberg began compiling data, blah, blah, blah. J.P. Morgan Chase is also using its global reach to take market share from local rivals like Daiwa Securities Group, Inc. All right? So you basically got the Rothschild banking family, you know, the Rothschilds, J.P. Morgan Chase, Rockefellers, the whole bunch of them, and they're all over Japan ever since they created that little state after we blew the hell out of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. All right? Anyway, J.P. Morgan Chase and Company is also using its global reach to take market share from local rivals in Japan. As, quote, here's a quote, as domestic institutional appetite remains modest, international firms with strong overseas distribution capabilities are playing an increasingly important role in global offerings. You see how they're drawing the corners of the purse net up? All right? They've got their purse net out. They cast it over the globe. And now they're drawing up the corners of the net. These central banking families are taking control of the global economy overtly, out in the open, no longer in the background, no longer the man behind the curtain. It's now mainstream, front page news. Japanese pension funds cut domestic equities to 20.1% of holdings last fiscal year from 23.5% in the same period 2 years earlier, according to a J.P. Morgan survey of funds managing a combined 12 trillion yen or $142 billion. And you just got to know that the global bankers want to take that $142 billion away from the Japanese who have been setting it away in their pension funds, and they want to put it in their own pockets. All right? This is the way they do things. Well, not everybody in the world is happy. This morning, Saab courts Asia, Eastern Europe, to save the Gripen warplane. All right? This is an article by a Howard Musto and an Ola Kanander, New News. Saab, of course, if you don't know, Saab, the automobile maker, previously and formerly made jets. They still do. They make incredible aircraft, and they're hot, they're fast, and they're going into Asia. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again looking at the news articles this morning. Lots of fun stuff going on in the chat room. If you're not in there, folks, you might want to give it a try. BecomeVocalLocal.com and engage in our chat room discussion. Just click on the link on the homepage. You go right in there. No hassle. No, you don't have to download any software. Just jump on in there. This, again, off Bloomberg. As Saab courts Asia, Eastern Europe to save its Gripen or Gripen warplane. Saab AB is stepping up a campaign to sell its Gripen warplane in Asia and Eastern Europe as Switzerland's decision to delay a $1 billion fighter purchase threatens to curtail production of the 1,320-mile-per-hour jet. Orders from Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, and a follow-on contract from Thailand are major near-term opportunities for the Gripen, which competes with models from Lockheed Martin Corporation, Boeing Company, Dassault Aviation SA, and the Eurofighter GmbH. Saab Aeronautics Chief Lennart Sindahl said in an interview, Switzerland will wait until 2015 before awarding a contract to replace aging Northrop F-5 Tigers, its defense ministry said on August the 25th, halting a tender regarding as key to the Gripen's future by analysts including Teal Group's Richard Abulafia. Saab is still betting on orders from Brazil and India to save the flagship fighter as the production backlog shrinks, with Malaysia, another prospect, Haken Busch, the company's new chief executive officer, said in his first interview in the role. Now, if you haven't seen the Saab Gripen, you can jump up on Bloomberg this morning and take a look at it. Follow some of the links around And just fill your mind with the thought of this jet. You know, Saab has been making incredible aircraft for a very long time, and their Saab automobiles followed after the construction of these aircraft, these warplanes, and they put all of their intelligence into their automobiles as well. So it's a rather interesting story to talk about this morning. Here's another one off the web, this from our chat room. The ACLU seeks end to prosecutions for recording public conversations with the police. August 19, 2010, a little bit older news, but for immediate release. Chicago, responding to a series of incidents in which individuals in four counties in Illinois have been charged with violating Illinois' eavesdropping law for making audio recordings of public conversations with police. The ACLU of Illinois asked a federal court to rule that the First Amendment bans such a prosecution. The ACLU lawsuit, filed in federal district court in Chicago, argues that individuals and organizations such as the ACLU may make audio and video recordings of police who are performing their public duties in a public place and speaking in a voice loud enough to be heard by the unassisted human ear. Now, for those of you that have been following the broadcast for any length of time, pending the big marathon on the other network the last weekend or the weekend before, I suppose, I've been talking a little bit about Schaefer Cox and what the people up in Fairbanks, Alaska are doing, and their citizen militia, if you will, 3,500-man militia, that's causing the police in the Fairbanks, Alaska area to take note. You know, they have a common law court set up there as well. They're just basically developing a parallel government, one that works a little bit more in favor of the people and a little bit less in favor of the Gestapo. But you can just imagine, all right? And somebody pulls you over along the road in Fairbanks and you happen to have your Liberty card in your pocket and a cell phone. You just type in the number there and give the operator your location. And the next thing you know, the pickup trucks are a-coming. And there's plenty a-coming. If you're going to get involved with the system, you have to be willing to respond anytime one of the Liberty men there are in conflict. And so the police have, I think, if the stories are true, started to treat people decently, once again, becoming peace officers rather than revenueers and enforcement officers. But you all just come with your cell phones and stand around and record the whole event. And things get polite, I would imagine, in a hurry. You'd ought to know that every pickup truck in Fairbanks, Alaska is armed, just like they are mostly here in southwest Missouri. You don't mess around and shove your way around in places like this. Well, there's a lot of other news out there. Let's go over here and pick up the carbon stories. UN carbon offset trades near record premium to 2011 on regulatory review. All right, what does all that mean? Catherine R. Ehrlich, writing for Bloomberg, new news this morning, the premium of United Nations emissions offsets for this year to those for 2011 traded near a record as the regulators reviews the ways it awards emission credits tied to hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs. And, of course, we reported on these hydrofluorocarbons recently. You might just type it into your browser, look up on Wikipedia, and you'll find out that this is another one of these smoke screens, all right? Not really even a smoke screen. It's like carbon dioxide. The Earth produces more than man will ever hope to produce, but they are using this stuff as part of their new Ponzi currency, a new fiat currency, all right? Let's be aware of it. The spread between the two, and again, very likely, not in the too near-distant future, we'll probably be including the carbon markets as in part of our carbon reports. We'll report on the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ and the S&P and the carbon market on a morning basis. The spread between the two so-called certified emission reductions traded as a separate contract advanced 1 cent or 1.6% to 64 euro cents or 82 cents U.S. a metric ton as of 12:10 p.m. on London's European Climate Exchange. Okay, so we'll be reporting the LECE. And on the LECE this morning, up, so-and-so, 66, blah, blah, blah. All right. Regulatory risk has started to overshadow the market, and for the next few months, that is, going to be the main factor determining price. All right. We're buying and selling the king's clothing. The Executive Board of Clean Development Mechanism. The Executive Board of the Clean Development Mechanism. That's capital C, capital D, capital M. That'd be the CDM, which oversees the world's biggest emissions market for the UN. For who? For the United Nations. We've been talking about the Law of the Sea Convention. We've been talking about the Exclusive Enterprise Zone. We've been talking about sharing the revenues that come out of the Exclusive Enterprise Zone with the United Nations. We've been talking about the increase in taxes coming on us and at us through the smart grid system. All this finances the global takedown, the United Nations. Really, folks, should we allow that building to continue to stand in New York City? Or is it time to do a little bit of urban renewal? Real risk? There's a real risk of CER supply shortage. There may be fewer credits than would ordinarily have been issued if it wasn't for the reviews. If it wasn't for the propaganda, people wouldn't be buying into this nonsense. Continuing. It's very clear they're going to be quite aggressive in what they propose. The discount of UN permits for 2010 to the equivalent of EU permits, traded as spread contract, has widened 24%. What does all that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Except money in the pocket of Al Gore and Barry the Usurper, Marie Strong, George Soros, maybe Bill Gates, and others. The UN regulators also turned down 18 renewable energy projects in China, seeking tradable credits. London-based project developer Forum Limited said in a letter published on its website, the board said it's concerned that some developers in emergency countries may be improperly using the so-called CDM. All right. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. We talked about windmills, tilting the windmills, you know. We talked about the developments in Spain of solar, right? The underwriting of this stuff. You know, that in the very near future, when you go to sell a house, whether you're in California, whether you're in Missouri, whether you're in New York, or wherever you might be located, you're going to have all of these four-star green energy things on your house. It's going to have to come up to snuff with the green weenies, or they're not going to let you sell the house. If you don't put solar panels on your house, you can't sell it. Have you ever tried, you know, just priced out the solar panels? You know, you might invest $35,000, maybe $40,000 to put solar power, you know, into your home before it's ever of any value to you. Have you ever priced out the cost of all new windows in a home? Are you capable of making that switch up? Can you do that renovation job? Or are you going to have to contract it out? Have you ever tried to re-insulate a house that's poorly insulated from the time it was built? Or just not as insulated, not as well insulated as when what they want you to have? What the R factor is in your walls? What are you going to do? Tear down all the drywall and re-insulate your house? Bring in caulking, vapor barriers, you know, weather stripping, all that? Is that what you're going to have to do to sell a house? What if you're a distressed seller? What if you're fresh out of money? What if you're in the unemployment bunch? Is your house going to be foreclosed because it doesn't have solar panels? Will you just be kicked out? Do you think the bank's going to put the solar panels on it? Banks can't even afford to claim the mortgages. You think they're going to put the solar panels and do all the retrofitting? These are those green jobs. What are they going to do? Well, I'll tell you what they're likely to do. It'd be cheaper for them just to bulldoze down the house. Isn't that what they're doing, what, in Detroit? Okay, rewilding America? You either bring your properties up to the new green standards or we just bulldoze them down. It's cheaper for the bank. Sell the property to a developer and have him build a greenhouse there. I don't mean that kind of a greenhouse. I mean a greenhouse for the green weenies. When we come back, we'll talk about an eco-terrorist and a martyrdom.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And sliding into the last segment of today's first hour of our two-hour broadcast, we're going to jump into the Seattle Weekly, and why not? You're going to talk about this kind of an article, you might as well go to the Green Mecca, you know, Green Mecca on the West Coast, the left coast. Hate to say it, I lived in Seattle for far too long, but anyway, I know the town well, know the people around there pretty well, too, but this, the Seattle Weekly blogs, and this is this guy everybody's been talking about, and boy, I'll tell you what a story, James Lee. Discovery Channel hostage taker is from, what, British Columbia? Very likely, you know, B.C. It's about as green as it gets there as well. Update, the hostages are safe. Lee's been shot, and the device he was wearing went off. Well, this was from yesterday at 2:04 p.m. Certainly been a lot more out there about it overnight. I'm not going to go into it in great detail, but we'll cover it a little bit. This afternoon, and you all heard this. Again, this is yesterday, so there's been, you know, more information posted. And the Seattle Weekly, it's kind of a blog thing, you know, it's kind of almost like, one of those magazines that you might pick up in the grocery store as you're trying to fight your way through the grocery line. This afternoon, a man carrying a gun and what appeared to be two tanks strapped to his back. What appeared to be two tanks? Was it two tanks or did it just appear to be two tanks? Did it appear to be lions, tigers, bears, or was it two tanks? Well, apparently, he had two tanks strapped to his back. Maybe he was a frustrated scuba diver. I don't know. All right. Anyway, strapped to his back, walked into the Discovery Channel's headquarters in Silver Spring, Maryland, fired off a couple of rounds and took a hostage. Little is known about the little man, except that his name is James Lee, an Asian, with a years-long vendetta against the cable network, who may live up just up the road from us, he says. All right. It's a very curious the way they use the words. I mean, we get into this legal research and writing for paralegals. We'll find out how the legal beagles write their briefs and their pleadings and their research papers to paint the other person in the worst possible light, you know, and paint their client in the best possible light. You can all do it all through the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. But the end of this first paragraph, the headline paragraph here, is who may live just up the road from us. Be afraid, folks. Be very afraid, because there are Asian eco-terrorists everywhere. In 2008, Lee was arrested for disorderly conduct by Montgomery County Police after a lengthy protest outside of the company's headquarters. Lee was upset by what he saw as a pro-capitalist, anti-environmental agenda in Discovery Show. Thank God Lee's gone. He might be at my door next week. Lee, and after all, he could live right up the road from us. Lee spent thousands of dollars in local newspapers advertising the protest. He also hired homeless people to stand next to him to make it appear as if he had a larger group of demonstrators. And threw money into the air while saying, money is nothing, money is trash, money is nothing, money is trash. If you ever start throwing gold in the street or silver coin, let me know. I'll come and clean it up. Hate to have a mess like that lying around. A website called SaveThePlanetProtest.com. This is the Earth First. These are the tree huggers. These are the people who go out there and spike trees. Spike trees. You ever known anybody that worked in a sawmill before? You ever known of a logger, you know, sawing through a tree, you know, bringing it down, running into a spike with a chainsaw and have the chain rip right off the bar and come right back at you at about 300 miles an hour? Standing in a, now they have to use this bulletproof glass inside of sawmills between the saw operator and the tree just in case projectiles come out when the blade goes through the lumber, you know, the log. Lee's website is one long Malthusian rant, all right? Number one, they can't stand the people on the planet. People are the problem. We've got to protect Gaia from the people. That's the green agenda in a nutshell. Lee's website is one long Malthusian rant against overpopulation, immigrants, excuse me, Mr. Lee, are you an immigrant? And Discovery's role in turning the world to, I'm not going to say it, but they use the S word here, S with a hit. This guy is nuts. Last word was that a gurney had been wheeled into the headquarters and police were loosening up the perimeter they'd established earlier, which means the hostage situation may have ended. We'll keep you posted, all right? And they include here this whack job, wingnut, green eco-terrorist. They have his manifesto here, too, and it's got several points in it. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but it is typical. It is typical, all right? And really, in a way, at least he has a lot more valor than Al Gore, you know? Al, I invented the Internet, man-made global warming, could conceivably travel to the Grand Canyon and throw himself over. But he doesn't do that. He would prefer to build bleachers for he and the other members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission so that they could have front row seats and watch you go over the cliff. All right? That's their idea of population control. Kill us, they stay alive. Doesn't work that way. Anyway, transhumanists, they're all like that. The United States, this out of the United Nations Global Straitjacket, Joan Bion again. The United States, then in Lyon, France, in June of 1996, the G7 issued 40 points, quote-unquote, 40 points. G7, 1996, Lyon, France, the G7 issued 40 points to counteract terrorism, some of which are outlined in the following chapter. As a result of the 40 points and 25 recommendations from a 1996 Paris terrorism ministerial meeting, the 1996 Paris, capital P, terrorism, capital P, ministerial, capital M, meeting, capital M, quote, quote, quote. The United States has cooperated extensively with the United Nations, the Organizations for Economic Cooperation and Development, and NATO, and a host of other multilateral and bilateral agencies. According to a list of actions taken, the United States has, now this being written, what, some 6 years prior to the passing of the Patriot Act and the establishment of the Department of Homeland Security. See the difference between their agenda and ours. They plan ahead to get ahead. They set realizable, you know, realistic goals, and then they do a step-by-step action plan to bring their goals into fruition and spring them on you all of a sudden. And the people of the country are unawares. And because each one of these egregious assaults on our liberty is not so bad and sufferable, people do nothing. And the agenda moves forward and moves forward and moves forward. Here we go. Just a few of these points now out of these 40 points to counteract terrorism. Number one, the United States has strengthened its team approach to counterterrorism. That would be, well, the TSA, right? which combines diplomacy, law enforcement, intelligence, it's kind of rather oxymoronic, and other U.S. assets. So it's multidisciplinary, multi-agency, multi-jurisdictional task forces. They set aside $12 million for counter and anti-terrorism training programs worldwide. They set aside $12 million, this is 1996, for counter and anti-terrorism training programs worldwide. Of course, it's the Southern Poverty Defense League and the MIAC report and this new recent version of SAME. You know, they're pointing at everybody that's ever had a pocket constitution or read the constitution or quoted from the constitution as a terrorist. Voted for Ron Paul, maybe, Bob Barr, anybody like that? Well, you're a terrorist, all right? And they go through these anti-terrorism things, this training. If you have a copy of Sun Tzu on your radio table, as I do this morning, you're a terrorist, right? Number three, they hosted a number of symposiums on security for ground transportation. Explosive detection. Of course, here we've got this hostage taker, Mr. Lee, the Asian, shot to death, wearing tanks on his back, or what appeared to be tanks. I mean, it could have been. He could have been prepared for a long haul. He could have come in with two Stanley thermoses in his backpack. You know, want to have my hot coffee? Want to have my cigarette? Got my 45 caliber handgun, and I'm going to take some hostages. You know, well, could have been explosives. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe they were. I don't know. Hosted a number of symposiums on security for ground transportation, explosive detection, chemical, biological terrorism, and related topics. As you have to build the argument, which they've done all across America, you have the change agents in, you've got your FEMA people working right where you are. They come in, they have set up this enhanced 911 system, the call centers, the information centers, the fusion centers, all across America. It's all in place now. Right? They hosted a number of symposiums. They're always having training events. They came in with their model of model codes and acts, FEMA through their International Code Council. Right? They're all ready to go on the green agenda. They're there in advance. In 1988, they created the National Infrastructure Protection Center. Right? The National Infrastructure Protection Center, housed at the FBI. To protect the integrity of the public and private electronic and digital infrastructure. They've been working on protecting the internet and building internet too for quite some time. We'll be right back.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Thursday, September the 2nd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, now beginning our second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. In the first hour, lots of news, various stuff, mostly just grim financial news. We also got into this guy, James Lee, the green weenie, the Gaia worshiper that took hostages, got himself blown away for his efforts. Well, anyway, that's what that does. We'll go into the eco-terror a little bit further. Reading just now from the United Nations Global Straitjacket by Joan Vian, her very interesting book on all of the developments that led us to where we are today. In a section on page 296 and 297, that lists out 11 of these 25 recommendations from a 1996 Paris terrorism ministerial meeting. All right? The list of actions taken by the United States has, again, one, strengthened its team approach to counterterrorism. These are your multi-jurisdictional all-hazard mitigation task force and so on and so forth, multi-jurisdictional drug task force and so on and so forth. They set aside $12 million for counter and anti-terrorism training, and of course they created the Patriot Act and all the rest of this nonsense. They set up the Department of Homeland Security and hired 170,000 originally, and it's probably mushroomed to 250,000 or more employees now, just so they have enough people to snoop and poop on everybody. They've hosted a number of symposiums on security for ground transportation, explosive detection, chemical biological terrorism. Again, this book written back in 1994, long before the TSA came into every train and bus station and every airport in America, all right? All of this long ago. In 1988, they created the National Infrastructure Protection Center, housed at the FBI. Today, there's a whole grid, this global skin that's out there, all right? An interlocking bunch of hubs all across America. Go up and visit on Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com. Fish around in there, you'll see some of the maps that show all of these interlocking hubs all over the United States to protect and preserve and defend their military system known as the Internet, all right? To protect the integrity of the nation's public and private electronic and digital infrastructure in finance, communications, transportation, etc. Five, they enacted the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act. The Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act. You can forget habeas corpus. It went out with bell-bottom pants, all right? Which increases the sentences for terrorist crimes and enhances U.S. authority to penalize funding for terrorist groups. And today we just shoot them at the Discovery Channel offices, all right? Passed executive orders and federal statutes that bar financial assistance to designated terrorist organizations. You ever read the Patriot Act? Don't you be caught with $10,000 in cash on your person. Even $4,000 in cash can be questioned. Why do you have that money? Where did you get it? Are you carrying $4,000? Hey, who cares, Bubba? Off my back. Number seven, they revised the Immigration and Nationality Act, and boy, didn't they. In 1996, to strengthen the ability of U.S. immigration officials to exclude and deport individuals suspected of terrorist activities. Of course, they don't define what terrorist activities are. And so when your local school is having to support 20, 30, 40 illegal alien children in your school classrooms, speaking bilingual and having special helpers to try and bring a 14-year-old that is completely illiterate in their home language up to some kind of a speed in English and by American standards, well, you get the idea. It's costing us a whole lot, and it drags the entire education system into the toilet with it. The ratified all 10 counterterrorism conventions in force at the end of 1997 and signed the International Convention of Suppression of Terrorist Bombings on January the 12th of 1998. You think any of this is new? We've been talking about it for years. Well, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing again from this rather short list of some of the actions taken by the United States in their pursuit of 40 points to counteract terrorism, just a couple more. All this comes out of, you know, the United Nations and NATO and blah, 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 all these guys. Every day it's just a little bit more. They entered into extradition treaties with more than 100 nations, except Israel. They don't ever sign on to any of this. If you want to be safe on the world, you really have to go to the Mecca of the Kosher Nostra. Go over to Jerusalem and spend next year with your family and friends in Jerusalem, all right? They negotiated new mutual legal assistance treaties to expand the scope and the quality of counterterrorism information exchange with cooperating law enforcement agencies. That's right. Now everybody can recognize a Ron Paul bumper sticker, even from a distance. Yeah, that's right. Began exploring ways to accelerate information exchanges and has established an FBI database for forensic information on terrorism. And the FBI is offering the G8 partners the opportunity to participate in the database project. All of your information passes from the United States straight to Israel and then to our G8 partners. All right? The development of the United States Emergency Response Infrastructure. The Emergency Response Infrastructure. Remember, Chapter 7.59. Right out of Agenda 21, the big book, the manual, written in 1992, coming out of the Earth Summit, Rio de Janeiro, 1992, Chapter 7, 7.59. It's the promotion of a culture of safety. Right? This is the development of the safety cults. This is all the stuff about the emergency response. Remember, go all the way back to civil defense. You know, one time, everyone was encouraged to build a bunker in their basement, you know, a bomb shelter in their backyard. Stock it with plenty of food and water and ammunition. You never knew. The Russians could come at any moment. But today, if you follow those old civil defense manuals, you're considered a terrorist. You're bunkering up. You're building a compound. You're doing something that ought not be done by citizens. Citizen Kane? Anyway, the development of the United States Emergency Response Infrastructure, again, right out of Joan Vion's book, United Nations Global Straitjacket, page 297. Since 1995, the United States has been setting up an emergency response infrastructure. Of course, we've been in an emergency since when? Abraham Springsteen, also known as Abraham Lincoln, living under, you know, as a martial law rule? Or maybe it's all under Franklin Delano, the card-carrying communist, as other hosts say, and his emergency powers, the Emergency Powers Act. It's all emergency. It's emergency. I've given you right out of the Benton County, Arkansas, you know, the home of Walmart, their planning book, their zoning manual, that they declared that emergency exists. They declare emergency exists. That way, emergency just flat out exists. Everybody's got to declare that the emergency exists. This is your accession to the emergency powers, all right? This is where you become not only the legislature, but you also become the judiciary, and then you become the executive branch. So you can make the laws, you can interpret the laws, and then you can enforce the laws if you're an unelected board or council. Well, that's America. That's America. Since 1995, the United States has been setting up an emergency response infrastructure to counteract any kind of disaster as a result of biological, nuclear, or cyber attacks. And with all due respect to those on the network, this whole idea of bunkering up and have long-term storage food and storing your water and storing bullets and beans and Bibles and all of those things, this is all just a rollover. This is all just a rollover and a rollout. Softening up both sides of the target. This is your thesis and your antithesis. On the one side, governments are building bunkers underground so that they can endure the coming revolution, and then the people are being encouraged to build bunkers underground so that they can endure the coming revolution as we move closer and closer to the synthesis, that coming revolution. There's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? The Office of Justice Protection, the OJP, the Office of Justice Protection. Ever tried to get into a courtroom to get some court records? Ever tried to get into your local courthouse? You damn near have to go through a strip search just to get inside the building. The Office of Justice Protection. We're protecting the justices, all right. People don't go into the Supreme Court building through the front door anymore. Now they have to go through a door in the bottom, down in the basement, just to get in the building. We no longer practice, you know, equal justice in this country. Now it's all just social justice. Office of State and Local Domestic Preparedness Support with the OJP. All right? You got these change agents drifting in, drifting out, selling all of the counties on this idea of establishing an E91, enhanced 911 system. And with that comes a bulletproof bunker. Exceedingly expensive to build, and an interlocking grid of cell towers and repeater towers all across your county. All right? And with that then comes the three-dimensional coordinate geometry, the GIS, GPS, on your mailbox all across America. Your 911 address is a three-dimensional locator. For all of you out there that use AutoCAD or any kind of computer-aided drafting equipment, you know what I'm talking about. Three-dimensional coordinate geometry, a northing, an easting, and an elevation. Anyway, interesting as it goes, the Office of Justice Protection, the OJP, we found the other day that the Department of Justice is just another corporation. Go up and visit on Manta.com and type in Justice Department, U.S. Justice Department, and you'll see for yourself. Is the department's principal link to state and local jurisdictions in the areas of criminal and juvenile justice and victim services. Victim services. That would be like all of these various places that you can go and work making street signs and other products for your municipalities at $2.10 a month, I guess, or something. Whatever they pay you in prison. They're now bringing that expertise to the state and the local level with the establishment of the Office of State and Local Domestic Preparedness Support with the OJP. And of course, you know that we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And then we have SEMA, the State Emergency Management Agencies. And then you have your county emergency management agency in the form of an enhanced 911 system. And then your municipalities have their emergency management systems as well, all the way down to your local volunteer fire department, who have received thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of unearned grants and aid. They get these big, shiny fire trucks that they've never used to fight a fire, and they buy in every time, as we teach here so often, a bold, vocal, local people. We know to just say no to those unearned shekels, that unearned grants and aid. Every time a people put their hands out for unearned grants and aid, the shackles of control come on at that very moment. You've compromised. You've sold yourself to the beast system, and you drag your people down with you. They're now bringing that expertise to the state and local level with the establishment of the Office of State and Local Domestic Preparedness Support with the OJP. Ever visited on the internet and looked up NIMS, the National Incident Management System? NIMS takes your breath away. The following is an outline of steps taken as enumerated by Attorney General Janet Reno before the Senate Appropriations Committee on February the 4th of 1999. And then it continues. They talk about an American terrorist czar. Again, this being written in 1999. All right, this book by Joan Vion. This is before the Patriot Act. America's terrorism czar. Working in Oliver North's old office at the National Security Council, Richard A. Clark is the White House terrorism czar. You think the czars came in with what? Bush? No. Obama? No. How about Bill Clinton? Yeah. We'll be back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
So, of course, none of this stuff is new. We're just looking back and dusting off things. This is out of the New York Times, February the 1st, 1999, in Joan Vian's book on page 298, United Nations, A Global Straitjacket, where she gives this little quotation, indented as it is. As chairman of the government's chief counterterrorism group for the last 7 years, this is Richard A. Clark, he has become what John Licar calls an intellocrat. An intellocrat. Do we have lots of intellocrats maybe living near you? Are you subsidizing it with your tax revenue? Intellocrats? A gray baron who seems to command nothing more than his desk, yet waves a wand and sends soldiers, guns, money, and spies around the world and into your neighborhood, maybe accompanied by a band of priests and preachers. Yeah. He's reserved a seat at the cabinet level, and his vote carries the same weight as those cast by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the director of the Central Intelligence, Clark. Again, this is Richard A. Clark, the White House terrorism czar back in the 1999 time period. Clark has written 4 classified presidential directives. These are the ones you don't get a chance to see on terrorism, which have expanded the government's counterterrorism operations to $11 billion a year. Right? That's old news. Here's some old news. 1992, Earth Summit, Rio de Janeiro. All right? This is, again, out of Chapter 17. We're talking about this executive order that was passed by, signed by Barry the Usurper. All right, this is using presidential or executive agreements, all right, to do the same thing that we haven't been able to do in Congress for all these years in regards to the accession of the Convention on the Laws of the Sea. Some people call it the Law of the Sea Treaty. It's the Convention on the Laws of the Sea. All right. Anyway, Chapter 17, Protection of the Oceans, All Kinds of Seas, including enclosed and semi-enclosed seas, and for the purpose of this discussion, that is all of the Great Lakes, by the way, and coastal areas and the protection, rational use, and development of their living resources. This is what? 20% greater area, surface area of the Earth than all of North America and Alaska combined, all right, coming under this exclusive enterprise zone, 200 miles out from the shoreline all around the shores of America. Think about how long our coastline actually is. Especially when you go up and wrap around Alaska and jump out to the Hawaiian Islands and the Marshalls and the rest of it and all of the territories and protectorates. Just think how much land we're actually talking about here. All of that seabed, seashore, fisheries, etc., coming under this United Nations system. Continuing a little bit further here, right out of the book, Agenda 21, page 153, we find these words written under point B, scientific and technological means. Where's your money going? I'll tell you what, it's going up in smoke. National, sub-regional, and regional action programs, plans of action, program of action out of Rio de Janeiro. It's called Sustainable Development. National, sub-regional, and regional action programs. The President's National Ocean Council sets up these, what, 9 new regions, all right? 9 new regions, more unelected councils, Soviets, boards, and councils, all right? Setting them up. They're going to deal with everything mining under the sea. And everything else, you know, whether it's gravel and dredging, or whether it's offshore oil exploration, or whether it's mining the tides for the production, the generation of electricity, whether they sell leases to some of these foreign corporations to stand up their wind generators and produce puny amounts of electricity, right? All this is coming on us and at us in this decade. It's coming at you, folks. Get ready for it. Assistance to industries in identifying and adopting clean production or cost-effective pollution control technologies. All right? This is all of your green money being used to subsidize all of these corporations in China. We talked about Hyundai Heavy yesterday. We talked about Siemens out of Germany days before that, and on and on and on. Today we're talking about carbon credits. Every day there's another one. But what's happening here? It's assistance to industries in identifying and adopting clean production or cost-effective pollution control technologies. What do we mean when we talk about sustainable development? What we're talking about is sustaining the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns and their projects. The concerns are businesses, they're corporations, listed on Dun & Bradstreet. That's what we're sustaining. That's what sustainable development means. We're sustaining development. It's an adjective. Diagram the sentence. Planning, development, and application of low-cost and low-maintenance sewage installation and treatment technology for developing countries. The United States is rapidly becoming a developing country. We're no longer a developed country. This is now post-developed country America. And all along our coastlines in this National Ocean Council's system of control, they're going to be looking at sewage treatment plants and stormwater runoff. And they're going to be finding new ways, okay? Low-cost and low-maintenance sewage installation and treatment technologies will tear out the old infrastructure and build new at your expense. Equipment of laboratories to observe systematically human and other impacts on the marine environment. How is that working out for you with man-made global warming? Does anyone remember the hockey stick model? What was revealed in all of those East Anglia emails? Equipment of laboratories to observe systematically human and other impacts on marine environment. Do you think that academia at the highest levels, the research, the think tanks, do you think they're working for you or against you? Guess again. Identification of appropriate oil and chemical spill control materials like Corexit 9500, including low-cost, locally available materials and techniques. Didn't they find that over in China? Weren't they out there with the hay bales in China while we were over here using Corexit? Why? Well, because they're all invested deeply in Nalco, the maker. That's why. Suitable for pollution emergencies in developing countries. Study of the use of persistent organohalogens. I reported on this back when we just, first started talking about this discussion. Just go type it into Wikipedia. Organohalogens, plural. Organohalogens. It'll come right up for you. And you'll see that there's nothing frightening here at all. Are liable to accumulate in the marine environment, folks. They're liable to accumulate in it naturally. All right. To identify those that cannot be adequately controlled and to provide a basis for a decision on a time schedule for phasing them out as soon as practicable. I'm sorry. The laws of nature and nature's God will prohibit man from phasing them out. It's a natural process. Establishment of a clearinghouse for information on marine pollution control. That's what the National Ocean Council does. They become the clearinghouse. They set up the program of action. They send up the agendas. They set up the model codes, the model legislation. All of the small towns, all of the locals, when they accept the money, when they have the public buy-in, they then implement this through rules and regulations and ordinances right where you are. We talked about that. There's this paralegal study here. What's going on with administrative law? What's going on with municipal law? Well, this is how it all gets implemented. And this is where we need to become powerful. We need to become vocal local. We need to stay in tune, in touch, and in place at these meetings. And every time they bring up this specious garbage, we need to counter it with an effectively written, very carefully researched and prepared legal argument. I counter them inside of their deliberative assembly process on the agenda so that it goes on the record with exhibits following. They can't get away from it. Then file it in the newspaper and record it at the local recorder's office. They can't get away from you. If you just stick on them, just get on them like a tick and stay right on their back. The establishment of a clearinghouse for information on marine pollution control. This is your university extension council. These are these change agents. And we need to counter the change agents' craft and guile as they come in with the bronze man, and the bleached teeth and the a tweed jacket and a Henley t-shirt and a ponytail, all right? And he's an expert. He's the expert to say, and they always turn to their expert. Well, we can be those experts right where we are.
For great talk radio, you found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Tong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Tong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Tong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Tong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Tong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And you were worried about that giant sucking sound. I'll tell you what, 866-841-1065. You got something on your mind today, get it off your chest. Call in light is open. I'm going to go back into this. I'm reading right out of the Agenda 21, folks. Earth Summit Agenda 21, the United Nations Program of Action from Rio de Janeiro. I haven't let this trail go cold yet. We're still right on top of this coastal and marine spatial planning, trying to bring in from every aspect that I can all of the tools that we need to start forming up resistance in all of these various regions that have just been established by this executive order by Barry the Usurper. But we need to understand that that giant sucking sound that we hear coming out of the United States is all of our jobs and all of our information and all of our technology gets sucked away to other countries. It's all found right here in Agenda 21. This is, point 1737. This is F, all right? Establishment of clearinghouse for information on marine pollution control. This is right inside of academia now. This is right inside of our think tanks and our research laboratories, including processes and technologies You think that they've transferred, you know, Clinton sold a lot of our secrets, our top secret stuff to China. We don't just sell it to China. We give it away. We give it away. All right. Establishment of a clearinghouse for information on marine pollution control, including processes and technologies to address pollution, marine pollution control, and support for their transfer to developing and other countries with demonstrated needs. Okay, they're needy. All men are created equal, right? Equal. The equal rights. Equal rights. You're going to know what your rights are. America's going to find out they don't have any rights pretty soon. You've got the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, but you don't have any more of those creator-given unalienable rights. That's all behind us now as the rise of statism has arrogated all of that unto itself. All right? We're transferring technologies. We develop the technology. We pioneer the technology. We invent deep-fried beer. And the next thing you know, you're going to see little deep-fried beer hot pockets in the alcohol section someplace in your local grocery store being manufactured in Southern Korea and exported to the United States. Human resources development. States individually are in cooperation with each other and with the support of international organizations. Who do you think those international organizations are? Do you think maybe that would be Goldman Sachs going into Japan this morning in the news? Now, that's your international organizations. Out the Rothschild, the Rockefellers, Council on Foreign Relations and all of their minion, the Trilateral Commission, the G8, G20, et cetera, the BRIC countries. States individually act or in cooperation. They're not states, they're regions. Let's be honest. States individually or in cooperation with each other and with the support of international organizations, whether sub-regional, regional, or global, or as appropriate, should, A, this is section 17.38, right out of Agenda 21, provide training for critical personnel required for the adequate protection of the marine environment as designed, identified by training needs, surveys at the national, regional, or sub-regional levels, all right? These are those visa students that are clogging our schools. These are the visa students that take the seats at the best universities and the rooms in the best dormitories all across this country on visas sent over by very wealthy foreign people. And they are, the American student is passed by. They can't get the loan. They can't get a school loan. They can't get a student loan. You can't get a student loan today unless you're, you know, pooping platinum out of your bottom end. You just don't qualify for the loan, son. Sorry, the banks aren't lending. But our schools are filling up with students. And where are they coming from? All over the planet. And what are we doing? We're providing training for critical personnel required for the adequate protection of the marine environment as identified by training needs as we set up a global competition system to destroy the remaining fragments of American power, if you will. Promote, this is B, promote the introduction of marine environmental protection topics into the curriculum of marine studies programs. And we find that right out of the final recommendations, right out of this Pew Oceans Council Commission report. We read from it, directly from it, right out of the text. And we find the same talk right there. Promote the introduction of marine environmental protection topics into the curriculum of marine studies programs. Where do you think biocentrism, the great church of biocentrism is? It's academia, it's your universities. This is where they're steeped in the very, you know, basic principles of the green agenda, the green religion, the Gaia worship. They get it in school. And when they come out, they think it's right. Surely academia couldn't be lying to them. That's why they went to college, right? Mom and dad wanted their children to get a college education, so the children went to college and they studied for 4 years and they come home. And they're not the same children that were sent to school. They don't long, you can't even recognize them. Eco-Nazis, willing to strap unidentifiable tanks on their back like little aqualungs and go in and, I don't know, take hostages at the Discovery Channel? My God in heaven. Could they be more creative than that? Establish training courses for oil and chemical spill response personnel. Weren't we calling for that? We don't have enough people to deal with the Macondo gently weeping in the Gulf of Mexico. What we have to do is we have to hire all the fishermen to come out and spread booms. and they cast about aimlessly on the sea, going, what are we doing this for? Man, I'm telling you, we don't have near enough booms to control this. This is ridiculous. I mean, I can't even see the oil rig, and it's like, you know, 40 miles over there someplace. Establish training courses for oil and chemical spill response personnel in cooperation where appropriate with the oil and chemical industries. We're right back into the breast of British Petroleum, the sun god beyond petroleum. Strengthen and provide secure financing for new and existing specialized international centers, CENTRES, you know where this is written, Tavistock Institute. This is British writing here. People in the United States got rid of these useless tails, programs, program me, PROGRAMMES. That's the way they write it in England, at Tavistock and the other think tanks. And centers, CENTRES. Well, we don't say that here. This is not English. This is, well, unfortunately, it is English. It's just not American. An American language is what it is. Strengthen and provide secure financing for new and existing specialized international centers of professional marine or maritime education. Through bilateral and multilateral cooperation, support and supplement the national efforts of developing countries as regards human resource development in relation to prevention and reduction of degradation of the marine environment. Right? You understand equity? Operation in the absence of law, but do you understand equity? The greatest good of the greatest number. We take our money and we send it to the southern hemispheres. The southern hemisphere send us their poor, their downtrodden, and their worthless. And then we run them through our educational system. And then we don't get the benefit of that education. Then they go home. And they become centers of influence right where they are. How that works? Drop into a news section here. Sustainable use and conservation of marine living resources of the high seas. Again, all of these words, all of this verbiage right out of Agenda 21 can be found in the National Ocean Council's final report. And we went through and talked about, discussed those meetings that they held around the United States. One of them up in, I think it was Boston area someplace. They had another one up in Maine someplace, and so on and so forth. Well, one in San Francisco, one in Alaska, so on, one in Hawaii. Had these meetings all around, and all of the people came for the public comment section, and they signed up to be on the agenda, and they stood there, and they were given 2 minutes apiece, so of course they couldn't say very much. There was no time for questions or answers. There was no time for, you know, a challenging debate or a discussion. No, what they were, they just came and spoke. And so who were most of those people? It's still available. You can find it. Look at the videos for yourself. Who were all the people that turned out at these meetings? You didn't hear about the meeting. I wasn't notified that one of these meetings were happening. But who came to the meetings? Well, I'll tell you who came to the meetings. All the Bugs and Bunny groups send representatives. And so then every one of the Bugs and Bunny groups was there to champion the cause and the need for the National Ocean Council so that the NOC could sit down and write up their report and say there was an overwhelming response calling for this. This was overwhelmingly supported by the public, and therefore we must move forward. The people have spoken. The will of the people shall be done, right? The will of the people shall be done. Not thy will be done, but my will be done. Sustainable use and conservation of marine living resources on the high seas. Over the last decade, this is section 17.44 on page 154, right out of the big orange book. Over the last decade, fisheries on the high seas have considerably expanded and currently represent approximately 5% of the total world landings. 5% fisheries on the high seas. You know, I love technology. Technology is great. That's how I'm broadcasting to you this morning. But when technology goes overboard and you're able to go out with purse nets and seine nets and catch every bloody thing within 500 miles of the vessel, and, you know, then just drag it all aboard, you know, in the big purse nets, you just drag it all aboard, you know. It's like they said in the Vietnam War, kill them all, and let God sort them out, you know. Throw everything that you can't sell to the Chinese or the Americans back overboard, all the shark meat, all that, you know. If you can't sell it to a pet food manufacturer, if you can't sell it to the Chinese fast food market, throw it overboard. What the hell? Vastly different approach to fishing than the single line, single catch type of fishing that we have a lot of our local fishing fleets out of San Francisco and all up and down the coast and out of Ballard in Seattle, Washington. Whole different story. They've got these whole floating fish factories out there today, and they're really cleaning up, making big money. We'll be right back.
Team TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
And before we bring up our caller, and certainly, folks, you can call in. It's 866-841-1065. Let me just close out a little bit more here. Again, 866-841-1065. I'll be watching the call-in board for the rest of the broadcast. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. But again, just closing this out, I'm going to give you the Section 17.44 one more time. We're out of Agenda 21. All right. Over the last decades, fisheries on the high seas have considerably expanded and currently represent approximately 5% of the total world landings. The provisions of the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea on Marine Living Resources of the High Seas sets forth rights, and obligations of states with respect to conservation and utilization of those resources. And what you don't find it in Executive Order 13547 of July 19th, 2010, the stewardship of the ocean, our coasts and the Great Lakes. You don't find it in there. You're not going to find it over here either in this memorandum for the heads of executive departments and agencies, June 12, 2009, National Policy for the Oceans, Our Coasts, and the Great Lakes. It's out of the White House press secretary. You're not going to find it from the Executive Office of the President, Council on Environmental Quality. What are you not going to find in any of these meetings, any of these discussions, or the executive order? You're not going to find the mention of the United Nations anywhere. But that's what we're doing. We're giving a session. The United States, through presidential agreement, is giving a session to the National, the Convention on the Law of the Sea. And with that, let's go to our caller. I believe I know who this is. Good morning, caller.
How are you there, Will? How are you, sir?
Very good.
Well, Will, I just wanted to... So you were talking about Agenda 21, and I thought, I've got to call in here. A lot of people don't realize that Agenda 21 could end up leading to Codex Alimentarius, this so-called beehive effect, known as sustainable development, so on and so forth. And one of the most important things people don't realize is that as long as your country was sold and signed out from under by your own government to the World Trade Organization, you're sold out to Agenda 21. Now, the World Trade Organization in your country was actually bought by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton actually signed a form saying, yes, well, we will be part of the World Trade Organization, which automatically brought Agenda 21 into your country. The same thing happened here in Australia. The same thing will happen over in the UK. Well, has already happened over in the UK. It's very strange, and this is why I talk about democracy all the time. Our governments are continuously preaching democracy. And when they do that, they actually say, well, you get the right to vote in who's going to be in power, so therefore that's a democracy. That's not a true democracy, and this is why I always say that democracy has always been false. A true democracy is where, with any and all policies that come through any government, we should, as a people, have the right to vote for that policy to work or not to work. To say, okay, all right, here's a policy, we vote for it, or here's a policy, we don't. But it has never happened that way, and this is why I always say that democracy has always been false, will always be false. The thing is, they will never allow us to vote individually for an individual policy, Will. Agenda 21... And we deserve it. In one way or another, we deserve to have Agenda 21 on top of us because we allowed tyrants like Bill Clinton and Bob Hawke and John Howard and all of those make our decisions for us. It's never, ever been a democracy.
Well, yeah, the democracy is just really basically modern democracy is just code word for socialism. But if you want to roll it back, I mean, you're very correct. And when you look at the United States and England, and we haven't mentioned England, but mentioned England, United States and England bringing this on us and us on the global E. But, if you want to start someplace, you could start with the Bretton Woods Agreement, or you could go back to the European Coal Cooperative that they set up there. You need to start someplace. But once you start, let's just say we started the Bretton Woods Agreement and the creation of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, and then, of course, the World Trade Organization, all that flows along. You brought up Codex Alimentarius. That's Chapter 14, promoting sustainable agriculture and rural development, again, right out of Agenda 21. You need to put in the Club of Rome and bring this in. It's a global agenda. And so it's not so much that, whether democracy can or can't work. Athens, Greece, Sparta, all that, they had democracies. This is where the elite, the ruling elite, the land and property owners could come together in the nice weather and wearing their togas, and eating grapes and stuff like that. And they could air things out and vote as a group. And only in a tiniest little place. This is democracy can occur in a local voting precinct meeting. A democracy can occur, let's say, in a town hall meeting, a town council meeting, where all the people, and maybe democracy could even work after the preacher puts down the Bible and then starts talking about what's happening in their small town on a Sunday when everybody's out. You could have church service first, then you could have politics second, then you could have finance, then you could have preparations for war or whatever. The church used to be a real hub of the community. It isn't that way anymore. But there are many ways that you can roll out a democracy. But to understand, as I do from the writings of Thomas Paine, that such as in other countries, we don't bemoan the existence of monarchies. If they want a monarchy in England, let them have one. We don't want one here. They didn't want one. We got one, but we didn't want it. But anyway, such as they have a monarchy, don't worry about it. But in the United States, we have a constitution. And here the constitution was to be the king. It's not the king, but it was to be the king. It was to be placed on a pillow, a crown placed on the top of it, and the rule of law, not the rule of law, but the rule of law would prevail. We would live under law, one people. All right, so we didn't have a god necessarily sanctioned by the state, and we didn't have a king over us. We let law rule over us, and we gave everybody an opportunity to have a voice. Now, what they realized at that time, Sean, was with the colonies, and knowing the full extent, knowing the width and the breadth of this continent, they knew that they couldn't even pose anything that resembled a democracy because our country was too big for that. So they set up a republic. And so in a republic, with a federal constitution, a federal compact, that federal covenant is only between the states. It's not between the people. So we look at the Constitution for the United States, and we falsely believe that this applies to we the people. It doesn't. It applies to the states. And then all powers not given to the federal system were reserved under the states or under the people, respectively. And so in a republic, and again, we can go right back to the writings of Aristotle out of his book, Politics, and you can look at his chain. It starts with a theocracy. The best government is a rule by God. But, of course, we haven't been able to find God or gods anyplace, and so that doesn't work. And then it ends in tyranny. It ends in anarchy. But before it gets to anarchy, the next worst government is democracy. The one above that is a republic. In a republic, if you can keep it, you've got a little bit better opportunity to have some form of government. But Codex Alimentarius, again, and all of these various things, do we deserve it or do we not deserve it? One thing that our founders told us that we haven't done, Sean, in this country, you may not have it in yours, but in our Declaration of Independence, where we were created, you know, equal under the law, if you will, and granted or by our Creator we were bestowed certain unalienable, unseverable. You can't take them away. You can't extinguish them. Certain rights, okay, to life, liberty, and property, or life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then, whenever a government becomes destructive of those ends, our Declaration of Independence, which is one of the organic documents of this country, our Declaration of Independence says it's not only our right, but it's our duty to throw off that despotic government. And that's the one thing we haven't done. We haven't been watering our tree of liberty with the blood of patriots and saints and tyrants as often as we ought. And perhaps we've come to the time now where the thirsty tree of liberty needs to be fed.
Yeah, well, you know, I always realize that you have a pillow of books for one good reason, and without people like you, there's no way we could learn. But what I will say quickly, because I know you're coming to the end of your show here, democracy on a local value, I think, can work. But when it comes to a country, the entire country value, I don't know that it can be successful. You know, I've spoken about this before. But also, you were talking about the World Bankers. And when it comes to the World Bankers, one thing I know for sure is that the first cheating process, when it came to the goldsmiths, was fractional reserve banking. They created fractional reserve banking to cover their own butts, so on and so forth. And I know you've got less than a minute left, so I'll leave it there, Will. But great show as always.
All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling in. And yes, you know, the first one was coin clipping, and then they went on to the receipts. Well, folks, we're just about out of time, and I thank you for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow, and I hope you've learned something today. I don't hear my bump music. We've got to be going in. There it is. Okay, so we're all done. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.